And now, Meet Millie, transcribed and created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. Yes, it's time to say hello to Mama, played by Bea Benaderet, and Alfred, played by Marvin Kaplan, as once again we meet Millie.
No mood for her.
I think she's a very sweet woman. The only reason you don't like her is because she needles you about her married daughter in Florida and I'm still single.
Don't be silly.
Oh, yes, that's the only reason.
Well, I wouldn't mind if she just casually mentioned now and then that her daughter married a wealthy fellow in Florida and has a beautiful home and a baby. But does she have to show me snapshots? You can laugh. You don't know how she rubs it in. All she talks about is how she had no trouble marrying off her daughter. And isn't it a shame Millie can't find a husband? And I have to stand there and take it because it's true. Here you are, 25 years old.
Okay, that's enough, Mama.
But if you had any consideration for me, you'd get married and give me a grandchild to throw in Mrs. Brubaker's face. After all, she... Uh-oh, she sees us.
Darn it, she's coming over. Now, you be nice to her.
I'm sure not going to let her talk about her married daughter, boys.
Well, well, look who's here. Hello, neighbors.
Hello, Mrs. Brubaker.
It's a small world. I was just thinking about you, Bronson. I got a letter this morning from guess who in Florida.
With snapshots?
Yeah.
Will you excuse us, please? We're in an awful hurry.
Shirley sent me pictures of the baby.
I got a headache. I need fresh air.
Also a snapshot of the new convertible her husband just bought for her. Here, look. How's that for a healthy baby? Only 2 years old and already he's so fat he can't walk. Look at this one.
Look at this, Mama. Look. Isn't that some baby?
Mm, let's see. Yeah.
It was taken at the beach. Shirley thinks he looks like me, but I can't see it.
Nice baby. Doesn't have any hair yet, huh?
You're holding it upside down.
This way, Mama.
Yeah, without my glasses, I'm lost. Oh, yeah, I see. Uh-huh, yeah. It's a baby, all right.
Look at the face on that baby.
Say, I wouldn't worry. For the first 3 or 4 years, their features are always kind of mashed together.
You must be holding it upside down again.
Mama,
I think it's a beautiful baby, Mrs. Brubaker.
Thanks, honey. Some grandson I got there. A Bronson? Well, I gotta run. See you later.
Goodbye.
I'll kill her.
Come on. Let's finish our shopping.
Just a second. Give me a minute to lick the swelt out of my wounds.
Now, Mama, how can you let her affect you this way?
How can I help it? It's not her that affects me. It's you. 25 years old, not even anxious to get married.
Mama.
Everybody gets married but my daughter. Even Marilyn Monroe takes time out to scoop up an outfielder. And my daughter goes steady with a foul ball.
Please, Mama.
By now I should be a grandmother. But what are you doing about it? Absolutely nothing. I gotta stand by and let Mrs. Brubaker...
Mama, you've been at it for 3 hours, ever since we got back from the market. When are you going to stop?
When you get wise to yourself and start going out with fellas that want to get married.
I told you a million times, I go out with Johnny because I love him. And that's the only thing that counts. Now, please...
Why can't you love one that wants to settle down?
Cut it out, Mama. I'm warning
you. There are two types of men. There's the type that wants to settle down with a wife, and there's the type that wants to enjoy life. Your Johnny is.
Mama, I don't want to discuss the subject any further. If you don't stop, I'll move out.
I told you a million times if you didn't respect my privacy, I would move
How
out.
How can I keep quiet when I see the daughter I love throwing away her life?
I'm not throwing away my life. I'm very happy.
You only think you're happy. A woman isn't really happy until she's married. It's the only way.
Yeah? Well, suppose she marries a man who won't work, insults her, hits the children, stays out all night, and comes home drunk and beats her.
Why does she care as long as she's happy?
Mama!
I admit it. I admit it isn't a very pleasant way to be happy, but it's the only way women have.
That's so old-fashioned, it's funny.
It is, huh?
Yes, it is, and I'm getting fed up with it.
Darn it, that's probably Alfred Prince Medal. Come in.
Hello, ma'am. What are you arguing about?
Alfred, you came at the wrong time.
I know. My father's been telling me for years. What's the trouble?
No trouble. No trouble. Just an unmarried girl who does
now. That's going too far, Mama. Dragging Alfred into it.
Dragging me into what?
It's none of your business.
That's no way to talk to a sensitive artist.
Mama, once and for all, you got to stop talking about the subject.
What subject?
How can I stop? I tried to stop, but a mother who loves her daughter can't just stand idly by and watch her be miserable.
About what?
Well, you got to understand my viewpoint, Mama. That's all there is to it.
To what? To what?
That's not all there is to it. Why must you be so stubborn?
It's no use. I'm going to move to the why.
The why? Why? Why the why? Talk to me.
Millie, you don't have to move. I'll move.
Talk to me. Pay some attention to me. Look, I'm putting my head in the oven.
I'll move right next door with Mrs. Brubaker. She's been asking me to.
If a mother can't understand
a daughter... If a daughter can't appreciate a mother...
Look, now I'm throwing myself out the window.
I'm going right in now and pack my bag.
Okay?
I mean it. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I don't stay where I'm not wanted.
You can stay. I'll move out. I don't stay where I have no privacy.
Look, everybody. Harry Carey with the butter knife.
No. No, Millie. You stay. As soon as I pack my bag, I'm leaving.
Wait a minute. You're not serious, Mrs. Bronson.
I told you before, you can stay here if you want to. I'll move out.
No. I'd be only too happy.
Millie, Mrs. Branson, you can't do this. Let's talk this over.
I'll just get out of my way.
Think for a minute. I don't know why you're fighting, but I can't let you destroy in a heated moment the tender blossom of devotion that grows in the soil of love.
Alfred?
Yes?
Shut up.
J.R. Boone and Son, good morning. Yes, sir. Mr. Boone and his son haven't come yet. May I have them call you? Fine, Mr. Martin. I'll tell them.
Good morning, Millie.
Good morning, Johnny. Mr. Martin just called. He wants you to call him.
Thanks. Hey, what's the matter? You look as though you didn't get much sleep last night.
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Really? Why not?
Oh, Johnny, something terrible happened. Mom and I had a fight, and she moved next door with Mrs. Brubaker.
You're kidding.
No, it's true.
What did you fight about?
Same old thing. It's all your fault.
Oh, I see. She's got that old urge to be a mother-in-law, huh?
Yeah, and the thing finally came to a head, and I lost my temper, and she said I told her I'd move out, and she beat me to it. I feel just miserable.
Well, that's a shame. Good morning, staff. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Mr. Boone.
Oh, what's wrong, Miss Bronson? You look as though you didn't sleep last night.
As a matter of fact, she didn't.
Really?
She had a fight with her mother, and her mother moved in with a neighbor.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, maybe ridiculous, but it happened.
Well, what on earth did you fight about?
Oh, it's a long story.
It is?
Her mother wants her to get married.
That's not a long story, just a horrible one.
She just can't keep away from the subject. She'll forget it for a while, and all of a sudden she's back on it harder than ever. She drives me crazy.
Yes, well, it's perfectly natural, of course, for her to want to see her daughter married. All women desire marriage.
I've noticed that. What is it, Dad?
Well, it's an old army tactic known as destroying the enemy by infiltration.
I see.
You and your jokes, Mr. Boone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I realize you're in no mood for humor, however brilliant.
You shouldn't blame yourself over this, Millie. You can't let your mother dictate to you.
I know, but she does have my best interest at heart.
She thinks she does, anyway, but you mustn't let her rush you into marriage before you're ready.
No, that would be terrible.
Many mothers do that, egg their daughters into marriage. Many a life has been ruined that way. Mine, for instance.
Please, Dad.
I'm serious. It hurts everybody concerned.
Well, that's what I always figured. She says I've been going steady with Johnny for 2 years now, and it's time I got married.
Oh, ridiculous.
Silliest thing I ever heard.
Well, I told her you don't rush these things. On the other hand, I've been thinking I should get married before too long.
Oh, of course, but in order to ensure a happy marriage, a couple should wait until they're old enough.
Certainly. Take me, for instance. You know I want to marry you eventually, Millie.
You do?
He just wants to wait until the right age for getting married.
Certainly.
Naturally.
Sure. By the way, just what do you consider the right age for a fella to get married?
Well, I don't know. What would you say, Dad?
Well, I would say by the time a fellow reaches the age of 63, he's too tired to have any fun, so he might just as well get married.
63? I said married, not buried.
Come on, Dad, be serious.
I am. I consider 63 a fine age for a fellow to start married life. Don't you, Miss Bronson?
Aha, very, very funny. I'm laughing real hard inside where you can't see it.
You're taking the whole thing much too seriously. It'll all blow over. John, come into my office with me.
Yes, sir.
About this correspondence.
Oh, a couple of clowns. Boy, what a dope I've been. Mama was right. He'll never propose to me. I should be going out with other fellas. Oh, Mama, why didn't I listen to you?
Come on, Bronson, stop moping around and let's have some fun.
Don't mind me, Brubaker. It'll take a while to get used to being away from Millie.
Let's go to a movie. It'll take your mind off your troubles. Say, that new Humphrey Bogart picture is open. Beat the devil.
No, I'd rather not. Humphrey Bogart is Millie's favorite actor. He'll remind me of it. Yeah. Gee, I hope she's all right.
Of course she's all right. She's no baby.
I forgot to tell her not to wear her new slip. I put too much starch in it. She might not notice, and all day she won't be able to bend over.
Stop knocking yourself out. She'll be all right. You did what you had to do. You can't let your kids run all over you.
Mm. Well, it was for her own good.
Naturally. Say, I had the same problem with my Shirley. Wanted to lead a life of her own. Wanted to pick out her own boyfriend. Told me not to butt in.
Just like my Millie.
I put a stop to it, I'm telling you.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I developed a weak heart.
I see.
Every time I saw her going out with a fella that didn't have a late model car, I had a little attack. You get the idea?
Yeah, I see.
In no time, I had her in the palm of my hand. Who do you think picked out her husband for her?
You, huh?
Of course. Would she have the sense all by herself to marry a skinny, bald, middle-aged man with half an interest in a corset factory?
They never do.
She was all set to elope with some handsome young dope with a 36 Plymouth.
They just don't have any sense, do they?
Of course not. Listen, it's our duty to keep them on the right track. That's why we're mothers.
Sure, sure. But maybe I should have used a little more tact with Millie. After all, she loves Johnny.
Love? Don't make me laugh. Name me one thing that's as undependable as love.
That's right, but it's wonderful just the same.
Pardon me.
Sure.
Hello? Yeah, yes, it is. Put her on. Yeah, I'll wait. Speak of the devil, it's my daughter calling from Florida. Long distance.
From Florida, it's the best way.
Never forget their mother because she made the right kind of a marriage. 3 times a week, like clockwork, she calls me. Now, if she'd married some dope she was having a lot of fun with, do you think I'd ever hear from her? See? Oh. Hello? Hello, Shirley? Stop crying, dear, and tell Mama what's the trouble. What? Talk louder. You're in Florida. I'm in New York. He eats what in bed? So? Surely there are worse things in life than lobster claws in the bedclothes. Yeah, he's a rich man. He's entitled to his comfort. What, Shirley? Speak up. How do you mean he's jealous? Okay, so he won't let you wear a bathing suit at the beach. So what if people laugh at you when you go swimming in overalls? You can laugh right back. You have a fine husband and a new car and a baby and you... What? What? Why won't he let you see the baby? Well, if he says you frightened the baby, there must be something to it. Don't forget, he's old enough to be your father. Shirley, what do you mean you're unhappy? You have everything a girl could ask for. How can you be unhappy? Are you sure that psychiatrist you go to knows what he's doing? Okay, honey, and remember, don't run away again. What? Well, so try two psychiatrists. A girl with such a rich husband should let nothing stand in the way of her happiness. Goodbye, dear, and give the baby a kiss for me. Through a third party, of course. Okay. Yeah, goodbye, honey.
She sounds unhappy.
They never know when they're well off. I work my fingers to the bone to get her to marry this fella, so what thanks do I get? She's unhappy. They're so ungrateful.
Rebecca, now I see that Millie's right.
What do you mean, right?
A girl has to marry the fella she loves, no matter what.
Millie, why didn't I listen to you?
Don't sit there looking at the telephone like that, Millie. You're breaking my heart.
Poor Mama. Gee, I hope she's all right.
She can take care of herself. Don't worry.
I forgot to tell her. Her bottle of Benzedrine tablets broke, so I put the tablets in with her sleeping pills.
So?
So she's liable to take a Benzedrine and a sleeping pill and be bouncing up and down all night.
Don't be silly. She can see what she's taking.
Oh, the heck with this foolish pride. If she doesn't call me in 2 minutes, I'm going next door and apologize to her.
Atta girl.
Sure, after all, it's only right. She's my mother.
Bronson, why are you sitting like a dummy looking at the telephone?
Huh? What?
If you're going to be foolish and apologize to your daughter, so pick up the phone and get it over with already.
What's the matter? You don't think I have my pride? I'm a mother. A mother's supposed to know best. How can I admit I was wrong?
I don't think you were wrong.
Oh, yes. In spite of your snapshots, Brubaker, Millie can go steady with Johnny as long as she wants, and as long as she loves him, she shouldn't see another fella. I'm convinced of that.
Forget it, Bronson. Let's play another hand of Clabiash.
Who can concentrate? All I can think of is Millie. My mind is made up. I'm through waiting. I'm going next door and apologize to her.
You've snapped your cap?
That's what I'll do. It's only right. After all, she's my daughter. I'm going to tell her she was right and I was wrong.
And you'll get just what you deserve. She'll marry somebody she loves and she'll have no use for you.
That's exactly what I want for her. Her happiness comes first because I love her. My poor baby. She's probably...
Oh, don't close the door, Alfred. I'll be...
Mama.
I beg your pardon, miss. Did you address me?
It was an accident, madam.
Ah.
Were you coming to see me?
Absolutely not. I just stepped out in the hall for a breath of ice-cold air.
Oh.
Were you coming to see me?
Oh, certainly not. I was just going to see if there was any mail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough ice-cold air. I'll be seeing you, miss.
Goodbye, madam.
Goodbye. Aren't you going to see if there's any mail?
At 9 o'clock at night, they'll be silly.
Thought you said that's where you were going.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
You must have heard wrong.
I guess so. Well, how are things?
Oh, fine. How are things with you?
Oh, I can't complain.
Well?
Well? Yeah, but I guess I'll be getting back inside.
I guess I will, too. Bye.
Bye.
Be around.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Be seeing you.
So long.
See you around.
Just to get married. Johnny's your fella, and that's all that matters.
No, Mama, you were right. He's not the marrying kind, and a girl is crazy to throw away the best years of her life on a fella like this.
Not if she loves him, honey. If you're smart, you'll stick to Johnny.
But how would you like to sleep on lobster claws and go swimming in overalls?
What's that? Never mind. You take your mother's advice and stick to Johnny no matter how long it takes him to propose.
Now, listen, Mama, I know what I'm doing.
Honey, love is the most important.
Are you telling me how to live my life?
Well, if you don't know, somebody's got to
tell you. Well, if I can't have it right around here, I'm going to...
advice when I'm told...
Mama, did you put a note in the bottle for the milkman not to leave any more cream? I'm starting on that diet tomorrow.
Yeah, I left a note. From now on, if you gain weight, it'll be your fault, not the milkman.
Good. I'll turn off the light. It's getting late.
Oh, okay. Before we go to sleep, let's promise each other that we'll never fight again, huh? What do you say?
It's fine with me. I promise. No more fights.
Yeah. I promise, too. No more fights. Not even for practice.
What do you mean? Not even for practice.
Well, what good will it do you to practice with me? When you get married, you'll be fighting in a different weight class entirely.
Okay, Mama.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mama. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Tonight's transcribed show were I. Billsbury as Mr. Boone, Jr., Roland Winters as Mr. Boone, Sr., and Hazel Sherman as Mrs. Brubaker. Music was composed and conducted by Irving Miller.